You know what's great about having kids early on?
Not much.
They don't know anything.
Yeah.
Right? You, by default, are the smartest person they've ever met.
Or you could jive their little asses.
Yeah, bro. They ask you questions. They take your word as gospel.
Little suckers.
And it's a very powerful feeling, Tommy. Mm-hmm. You know what they don't tell you?
What's that?
About having kids that grow up?
Mm-hmm.
For most of us, one day they're going to be smarter than you.
When they figure it all out?
Yep. And what we're not warned about the most is how fast in our lives that is going to happen.
When you go, how fast you go from zero to dumb?
Yep.
You can't even contribute anymore.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF, just after 9:30. It's Thursday. You know what that means?
Oh, I think we're going to get a little bitchy.
Yep, Bitch Voice Theater coming at you. And tips from the state of New York.
To do what?
Well, apparently there's been some problems in the bird watching world.
Wait, for the old farts with the binoculars?
Yeah. Where they had to put out this.
What are they doing?
I'm going to tell you.
How could you get in trouble doing the lamest thing on the planet?
Thank you. We'll get into it just after 9:30 here in the break room on CMF. How about a big round of applause for two super smart kids from our area?
What do they do?
Maddie Sullivan and Richard Perry. They go to Pale Mac High School.
Mm.
And the pair did a project where they researched young stars in the earliest stages of star development.
Mm.
It's science sky stuff, bro.
Okay.
Well, whatever they did caught the eye of some very important people.
Damn.
Because the pair went out to the American Astronomical
Observatory
Society winter meeting in Washington, D.C. to present the research they did.
Winter meeting.
Well, I mean, they do summer meeting.
Baseball.
Space never stops, buddy.
Space never stops.
All right.
Put that on a t-shirt.
So they're at the winter meetings.
No, so they went to this winter meeting, the American Astronomical Society. They have already gone to California to work with groups associated with NASA based on the project that they did. And keep in mind, they're just high school kids.
This is amazing. Impressive.
I can tell you're impressed by the way you
said
it.
Well, I mean, when NASA gives you a call, goddamn.
So here's the thing. As a parent, you would be unbelievably proud.
You've got to be busted out.
There you go. But there is another side of this that someone in the room sees.
Yeah.
These kids, with all due respect to their moms and dads or whatever, Kimmy, they have to be way smarter than their parents, right?
Yeah, like I think when you, especially like achieving this level of recognition for your research, like there had to be a point where their parents said, well, you've surpassed my amount of knowledge for my lifetime. Like, I don't know if that happened, if they came to that realization then or earlier, but at some point I think every parent thinks, you know, I think my kid might be smarter than me.
All right. What age did you realize your kids were smarter than you? And what moment made you realize it? 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
It's got to be homework.
Okay.
When the homework gets ahead of you, like you can't solve your kids' problems anymore.
That could be a good one.
But I think that happens earlier than you think.
Are you that
and
dumb?
If you can't do your sixth grader's homework,
you dumb.
Do you think that your kid's smarter than you, or do you just think like, oh, you know, I knew how to do this at one point, but I just don't remember.
You also hear parents try and blame new math.
Yeah,
that right?
They teach it different than the way I did it back.
I don't
in the
know
day.
If that's necessarily the spot where most parents have that realization.
Well, because you don't want to admit it. You do not want to
but
admit.
But you do feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I did, but I like to think I know I'm dumb and I'm a little more dumb self-aware than some people are.
Okay.
It could also be, too. It could also go beyond school. It doesn't necessarily have to do with school smarts. It could be something your kid noticed or is doing.
Common sense.
Common sense, street smart, something that you realize, like, that took me a really long time to learn and you already know this.
And also, like, social media.
Okay.
Like, when your kid's far outpace you in social media.
Technology.
Okay, like, but I'm sorry, go ahead.
You haven't kept pace with modern stuff.
Okay, but like there is an argument to be made there, at least the one I'll grasp onto, is, well, this is tailor-made for them. I was not raised with this. They have.
But that just sounds like another cop-out because you could also pick it up and learn it.
No,
it's not like they invented it. They was presented to them and they figured it out. And you could have done the same thing.
252-WCMF.
You did.
252-9263.
You dumb.
When did you realize your kids are smarter than you? No, look, I will admit, neither of my daughters are 15 yet.
Mm.
Both of them are already smarter than I am. And like the with my youngest, I realized it. I don't mean to be braggy, Dad.
No.
She got a scholarship to Aquinas based on her entrance exam.
That's amazing.
I could not believe it.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where I thought they called the wrong family. No disrespect to my kid, but she's got my genetics in there.
Mm.
So is that when you realized, was that your
turning point? I knew she was, like, smart.
Yeah.
But when we got that call, I was like,
That's
impressive.
Very impressive. Yeah. It is.
But I can't relate.
Not at all.
Because both your kids are good students.
Yeah, my other daughter, Stella, I mean, she gets good grades. She's also figured out how to get people to think her idea is their idea.
That's leadership.
She's very manipulative.
There's those Duffy jeans.
No, I said leadership.
I have watched it. Leader in the hallway. I have watched her do it with my wife.
You can't even get upstairs with it.
Look, she's probably done with me. I haven't realized it.
Yeah.
And it's a very strange situation to be in. Because on one hand, like you said, you are super proud of your kids.
Right.
And you want to hold them up and say, look what I have created. This person is better than I. My genetics and ability to direct this human being somehow made this so. And I'm going to write a book that every parent can buy. But on the other hand, you do feel like a total idiot.
But you're losing power.
That's also a problem.
Right?
Yes. 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 Like, those kids
have leverage.
They're also... I think there's also a different time between when you realize your kid is smarter and your kid realizes they're smarter than you. Mm. Because I think you as a parent realize your kid is smarter. Yes. Then your kids realize they're smarter than you.
Okay, but that gap will close.
Yes, at some point. Mm. I don't think my daughters think they're smarter than me yet, even though they are.
Okay. You're running out of time.
Yeah. But, like, you've had the luxury of decades on Earth as a grown-ass person. You could have done, to your point about social media, Tommy, whatever you wanted to better yourself, expand your intelligence, right?
Yeah.
But you didn't.
No.
You watched the Bills and you shotgun beer with your buddies, and now your child, who will definitely put you in a home when you're older, is smarter than you.
Yeah, it's just marching past you.
It's not great.
No, but I think every parent has that. I mean, every generation.
You think so?
I would think.
Well, because, like, your dad's dead and you're still not as smart as he is.
You never met my dad.
He was a millionaire. I'm looking at you.
He was a millionaire by mistake.
You look like you made those boots at home.
And we know rich, dumb guys.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
A lot of rich, dumb guys.
You know how I feel. Being rich doesn't mean you're smart.
No, I mean, I'll take it. I'm already dumb. Give me the money.
252 What a dumb thing to say. I'm already dumb. Give me the money.
Show me the money.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about these two kids from Palmac High School, Maddie Sullivan, Richard Perry. They did a project where they researched young stars in the earliest stages of development. Real deep science stuff, bro. Whatever they did, got the eye of some important people. They just recently went to the American Astronomical Society winter meeting in D.C. to present their work. They have gone to California to work with groups associated with NASA to present their work, and it's amazing. But if you are the parent of these kids, this is the moment you realize, my kid is smarter than I am.
Do you think it's easier for parents to come to the conclusion that their kid is smarter than them? Or do you think it's easier for a parent to come to the conclusion that my kid's more talented than I am?
Well, I only have one of those problems, so I don't know. No, it's a good question. When you say talented.
Well, like, let's say they're an artist, they play an instrument, they play a sport, like, and they're really good at it and probably way better than you.
Okay.
Do you think it's harder for a parent to say, yeah, they're better than I was then?
If you are doing the same thing.
If it defines you.
What do you mean by that?
So, like, I knew a guy that he was a professional musician, guitar.
Okay.
And he was very good. He got a lot of work up in Toronto. His two kids, he taught how to play the guitar. And these kids were, like, I'm not making this up, like, master bluesmen at, like, 12. They were far beyond him.
Mm-hmm.
And when they were extended relatives from my second marriage, these kids would play. It was like B.B. King was hanging out at the house.
No kidding.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Way better than he was.
But did he tell you that they were better than me?
He never said it either way, which tells me it kind of bothered him. Because don't forget, he was a musician by trade.
Yeah.
And his kids were like miles ahead of him. And he was a good musician, but these kids were like, it was like a freak show.
Well, like, my daughter's a way better hockey player now than I ever was.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me at all. Like, I'm excited for her.
So the intelligence thing would bother you more when they hit that point.
Well, here's why. Because you can be talented in many different ways, right? Like, you can play guitar, you can have a sport that you do, whatever it is. You can only be smart or not smart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can be smart in different ways, but you still are smart at some point. Like, you smart or you dumb.
It just happens naturally.
Yeah, it's like...
It would also bother me if they were smart... And they didn't have to try. Like
it would bother you as a parent?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You wouldn't be like happy that they that they didn't get the dumb genes?
It would piss me off that you don't even have to work at it.
No, I know exactly what you mean.
Like, there was always those kids in school that just picked it up.
Yeah. Oh,
I think that would be a relief as a parent.
No.
No?
I'm with them 100%. Okay. Well, here's the fear, and here's why. Here's why. One, it's super frustrating because you and I, well, you didn't try, but you try as hard as you can at some point in your life.
But I've struggled at everything.
Exactly, right?
And like, you're not even struggling at this.
And the second fear you would have as a parent, look, whatever the kid ends up growing up and doing, eventually they're not going to be able to coast like that. They're going to get to a level where they have to know how to like work hard and study or whatever it is. And my fear with that is like...
They rely too much on just... Not having to try.
Exactly.
Just...
If you never learn how to study, if you never had to work hard, like once that wall hits the first time, you're just like, I'm done. And you're not going to hit your full potential. Because, Tommy, the worst thing on the planet
is
wasted potential.
That's it.
That's right. But like going back to the talent thing, I love that my daughters are more talented than I am.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was not that guy.
That could admit, you're saying?
And here's the thing. I never watched my dad like play sports, so I don't know if I was a more talented athlete than he was. But like, if it was ever brought up, like, you know, me doing stuff, he would then launch into a story about something better that he did.
Yeah, when he was kind of the same way.
Yeah. So is that a generational difference? Or, I mean, are
it's
guys...
It's a dick move to do to a kid.
Well...
And all fathers do it.
I didn't mean...
I'm thinking, like, my brother played lacrosse in college, but my dad will still point out how he made the newspaper once in high school. You know what I mean?
And like, your brother was a Division I lacrosse player.
Yeah.
Yes. I think he gives my brother credit, but he also still wants you to know that he was also very good at sports.
I think that's okay. Right?
Yeah, you're kind of stealing the kid's thunder. You should just shut up.
And my dad didn't even play lacrosse.
Right. I mean... Why? You're just trying to jump on the band. You're trying to steal his thunder.
Well, yeah, but I look. But here's the other thing: if my kid is now smarter than I am, I am going to take credit by saying I created and guided that kid. Look, I mean, is that not doing the same thing?
Yeah, you kind of are.
That's what I mean. But
you should let the kid stand alone.
But you wouldn't judge me for that because I even said that a second ago. I go, those are my genes, and I led them to this point.
Well, we don't know what your genes are doing. Like, you also have your wife's genes.
Yeah, she played sports.
Like,
no, I think we're talking smart now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So she's got both.
No, so I mean, I'm sure like her genes are like way out running your genes. Like you have like these fat, lazy, whatever.
Got the Jayco genes.
Like, yeah, you have like busted ass West Side jeans, schlub jeans,
flappy jeans.
Yeah.
I love a man who didn't legitimately graduate high school.
But I lied my way out.
And is going to sit here and explain genetics. To the greater Rochester.
I don't know what that is, but genes work.
No, man. Like, part of me's in there. I did something.
I got it.
You know, the other thing that gets uncomfortable is we're talking about the moment you realize your kids are smarter than you with these two kids from Pal Mac, with this science research that they've done that's flown them all over the country, working with folks that work with NASA. It can also be uncomfortable when, you know, kids mature at different ages.
Yeah.
They hit different levels at different times, right? Like, you know, no, it's not a sprint. It's a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you start to see other kids doing things that your kids aren't yet doing, both talent and intelligent wise, because no one will admit it.
Yeah.
Right? But you want that to be your kid.
Yeah, you don't want your kid falling behind.
A little for them.
Yeah.
And a little for you.
Okay.
Because you don't want to have to be that parent like my parents were that were explaining why their kid was a complete moron.
Yeah, I was always behind in everything.
And, like, it is hard to not...
compare.
Yeah. And I know that sounds really, really bad, and I hope that I'm not the only parent that does that.
But the worst thing you could do as a parent, and I know your parents did it, because my parents did it, they always would compare you to other kids that they kind of liked more.
Oh, yeah.
Look at Johnny, that kid. Why don't you hang out with Johnny? Yeah. He's a sharp kid.
You're probably also more likely to compare your kid, or... I don't even know if compare is the word, but... be upset that another kid's good at something when you see their parents and you're like, what? How'd that kid come from them?
Okay, upset is not the word. Astonished could be the word, right? Yeah. Astonished, because you're right.
Why'd that happen?
Like, whatever sport or activity your kid does.
You know, sometimes you see these phenomenal athletes and you look at the parents who've never played a sport in their life and you're just like, how?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I'm with you 100%.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. You know, there is one final group of parents we have not touched on yet as we have this discussion about your kids being smarter than you, right?
Who are they?
There are also those parents who will never, ever think their kids are smarter than they are.
Oh, Dick Parent.
And I think that's both our parents.
Oh, yeah.
Parents in denial.
Yeah.
Well, my father always had to be the smartest guy in the room.
Same with my old man.
He had to be, you know, gold standard guy, even if though he wasn't.
And what's funny is my old man was only the smartest man in the room for like 5 minutes of his life. And it's when he brought our dog home for the first time and he was alone in the house. And then the dog figured out how the house worked out and he was no longer the smartest man in the room. Kimmy, do you think your parents believe you are smarter than them?
My dad probably not. Because again, he'll give us credit. Like he's proud of our accomplishments and, you know, he's happy when we went to school. But I think he still wants to be the smartest guy in the room.
Okay. Well, no, everybody wants to be the smartest guy in the room. And even if you could admit that someone is smarter than you, you may still attempt to sound like the smartest guy in the room.
Like, so, I don't think my mom has any problem giving that up. Like, she will give credit where it's due. She will admit her faults.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think she has that same type of perspective.
Do you think you're smarter than your mom?
I mean, I did better in school than my mom, from what she's told me.
What a mean thing to say to a
I think
microphone.
My mom's a smart person, though.
Well, that's a question.
Nothing like me, however. Yeah. She's smart, depends but she's not.
I went farther afield than
it depends on
oh, my God, 4 days in a row?
Yes.
Sorry. Like, I think, I think I got this from my mom. Like, she's really good at sitting back and reading people.
Okay.
And I know, like, I think that makes her a smart person. She's a good listener.
Okay.
And I hope that I got some of that. I recognize that I got some of that.
I love my mommy.
I do. I love my mom. Back.
I said mean mom thing. Sorry.
She just kind of sits around and watches people. But that's a smart thing, too.
It is. Being a good listener makes you a smart person, in my humble opinion.
Do you think you're smarter than your parents?
Oh, my God.
Bro, you're the dumbest person I've
ever met. Bro, you've never met my mom.
I love you. You're my friend. You're the dumb. There's no way you are smarter than your parents. There's no way.
Why do you ask me a question?
No, because I wanted to hear you admit that you're dumb.
No, I'm smarter than my parents. I at my age now, compared to what fell out of my father's face.
Yes.
Yes.
Too far.
In general.
Yeah, no, okay.
He was a master salesman.
Yeah, yeah, he's a millionaire. You're smarter than the millionaire who had multiple homes, ran multiple businesses successfully.
Drunk.
Didn't you just argue that the guy can fly the plane drunk a second ago? You're going to throw that in there now?
My mother also gave my father a deep cavity surgery in a nursing home.
Okay, but that was later in life. You can't get it. Is funny though, you're almost the opposite where you don't give your dad any credit. Even he didn't give you any credit, you don't give him any credit.
That's the way that works.
But I think that's what happens, because look,
raise better kids.
I think that if you don't get credit from your parents, you will never give them any credit for anything. I mean, maybe it's learned behavior, maybe it's bitterness, maybe it's this constant need inside your head to feel like you are better than that person.
And the constant, like, and I know your old man was the same way, anything you said, they just shot it down immediately. Let me tell you about that one. What I was doing, it was blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And even they had no knowledge of what you're talking about.
You're absolutely right, man. 252 WCMF, let's talk to one super smart guy before we wrap it up.
Who is that?
That'd be Ben. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Yeah, Ben, how's it going?
Yeah,
bro, what's up? No, so, you know, I will self-admittedly say I am the dumb one of the family.
Well, when you say of the family, what are we talking about, Ben?
The planet.
All right, here we go. So my younger brother is... shut up, Tommy. My younger brother is currently going to study... what is it, like, internet software security or some crap like that? I don't know exactly what it is. It's like...
like a software engineer kind of role?
A lot more technical than that. I don't know how to explain it. That's how complicated it is.
Okay.
Tommy, you can't even turn on your damn computer and you sent your entire password and logon information...
I wish I could turn this call off.
...to the entire company. So you have no room to talk. My older brother... My older brother is, the company he works for is currently makes stuff for SpaceX.
Okay.
And he does tool and die and all that stuff.
Oh, I thought you meant they bag chips. these chips are going out to SpaceX. Okay, so tool and die for space. You got IT security.
And then my older sister went to college and got her degree, and like it was a cakewalk. And then there's me. I didn't even make it through like... a semester and a half of college, and anything I have to do. It's not like I'm completely stupid. I still know stuff.
I mean,
I don't know. I mean, my stupidest choice is calling the show almost every day.
Oh, Ben, come on. Come on. We have children.
Come on. No.
We have mothers. Please don't hurt us so badly. Ben.
I know. We're straight to the core, man.
What college did you go to?
I think it was Westwood College. It was an online college for game software development. Hey, Tommy, what college did you go to again?
Well, if I knew they had that one, I would have went.
Westwood Online. University?
Oh, God.
Hi, Ben, I will say, it's not a great start when you can't remember the name of the college you went to.
It was Westwood College. It was based in Colorado is where it was. So I had to take online courses. The second we started talking about programming stuff, I had no clue what I was doing. I'm like, this sounds like a cool idea, designing video games, but I was completely lost we got to the programming.
All right, well,
but
Ben,
I knew I was in over my head. That's the difference.
Okay, but that shows some self-awareness, which is a little bit of intelligence there.
You know you suck.
This is where Tommy lacks self-awareness. He has no clue what the hell I'm talking about right now.
Well, that wouldn't be self-awareness. That would be...
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Is I am the opposite of Tommy. I'm self-aware that I'm not the smartest dude in the room.
Gotcha, okay.
Got it.
Yeah.
Great call, buddy. All right. Great call.
Have an awesome day, guys.
You too. There goes Ben. You forgot the name of the college you went to.
The online school in Colorado.
Hold on, let me go back to my browser history. Yeah, they say the two ultimate truths are death and taxes.
Oh, yeah.
But I think we can add one more thing to that.
What at?
No matter what the activity or hobby, when old men get involved, something's going to go wrong. You're hanging out in the break room.
Thumbs come off.
Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. This week, the State Department of Environmental Conservation.
Ooh, that's the big house.
Put out tips.
What did we do?
Put out tips on ethical bird watching.
Okay, so what's unethical?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you.
How do you screw that up?
Okay, well, I'm going to give you the tips they put out, and you decide, okay? One, keep your distance from the birds.
Don't touch them peckers.
Wouldn't the birds kind of keep their distance?
Yeah, like who sneaks up on a bird?
I guess the idea is you don't want to get too close where they're going to fly away.
Don't mess with their nest or something?
Yeah, well, obviously don't mess with the nest. I love how you have to ask that question. You're the reason why they put out ethical birdwatching tips. Tip two, stay on the trails when you are birdwatching.
Don't go off trail.
Yes, exactly.
Off trail rogue birdwatching.
Are people getting lost birdwatching? Is that maybe part of the issue there? It's more
possibly.
Of a safety thing for you.
Who cares? Go get lost.
Well, somebody's got to find them.
No, not necessarily.
Tip three.
Yeah.
Don't enter private property to birdwatch.
Okay, that's a good one.
All right.
Hey, what are you doing? I'm looking at that blue-footed booby is what I'm doing.
It would be weird, like, if you walked out your, like, you looked out your window.
Yeah.
And there's an old man sitting way in the back of the yard, sitting on a rock, just looking up.
With binoculars.
Yes.
Is that out of the question, though, in most towns in the Great
Western
Especially
the town I live in.
Right. And the fourth tip for ethical birdwatching. Only park
some birds.
Only park in designated areas when going out to birdwatch.
Oh, don't go off roading.
I guess. Okay.
Four-wheeling birdwatching.
I always thought this was just basic knowledge for going into the woods.
Common sense.
All right, so here's the thing.
What?
The fact that the DEC put out these tips for, and again I quote, ethical birdwatching means the community of birdwatching, the most tame of all activities a person could do, has had enough people buck the rules.
Acting aggressively.
To do what they want.
Yeah.
That they had to put these tips out.
I'm going to see that dang bird.
Tommy, they're not just bird watchers. They're rebel bird watchers.
Oh, yes, they are.
And like the funniest thing is like when I saw this headline, ethical bird watching, I was unaware you could unethically watch birds. Mm-hmm. Like, is that watching them bang?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's legal. You can watch them bang.
Touch your blue foot. Well, yeah, I know. It's weird you said it like that. You can't stop me from watching that birds bang when I'm off-road.
I'm going to take a couple pictures of it just for later viewing.
You can't tell me how to watch my birds. I live by my own set of avian rules. This is I'm sorry, go ahead, Kimmy.
So are regular bird watchers tattling on each other?
Oh, that's got to be the most tattling of all activities, right?
Old man narcs.
Got way too close to that bird. I didn't like it.
Here's the thing. Like, I mean, look. God bless you. You like birdwatching. Fine. But it is the lamest of all activities. Yeah. I can't think of a lamer activity. Like a crocheter might be able to kick your ass.
Well, at least you have something to show for it. Like if you crochet, you could show me your talent, right? There'd be something there. Like, how do you brag that you just looked at a bird?
Well, does that go hand in hand with, like, bird photography?
But usually those
guys... Like, if you're a bird watcher, are you also taking pictures of the bird to prove you saw the bird?
But nobody wants to see them.
Well, but those people that take pictures of birds will show you.
But I have birds in my yard I could look at, and I don't.
What are you saying, Kimmy?
It's weird, though, because I know a guy who takes pictures of nature in his backyard and shows his coworkers.
What loser is doing this?
I don't know. One guy in this room.
Remember when we were all broadcasting from home and Tommy forgot he had his mic on and he was standing with his wife? Oh, the fox. He's a big boy.
That's not the worst thing I do with my when my mic was on.
Yeah, you also went to the bathroom. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's nice. 252 WCMF, the DEC this week puts out ethical bird watching tips, because if you're going to bird watch, you're going to want to do it ethically.
It's like Wussy Safari. Right?
That's the most... app description of bird watching I've ever had.
Like, you think of those guys, you know, rhinos and tigers and all that stuff, and I'm going to look at a bird out there in Penfield.
Bird watching, Wussy Safari, where the fun never starts.
Remember those jamokes who would sit over here by Kodak and look at that falcon?
Okay.
That they put bleachers up for these guys.
But, like, you stood there and made fun of the people watching the falcon while you stood outside and looked at a crane.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Yeah. The crane gets something done. What's a goddamn bird ever done for nobody?
Moving. Crane was just there. Nobody's operating the crane.
Yeah, you were just staring up at the
Show
crane.
Show me the bird that built a building that lifted heavy machinery.
Larry Bird lifted plenty of heavy machinery.
He did. He lifted a whole community, really.
And I would say Big Bird lifted an entire franchise of Sesame Street.
Okay.
So who's stupid now?
So you got two birds in a billion years.
Now, I do fear...
The bird?
That this is going to... We all become bird watchers eventually.
So one
even
of my
if
brothers
it's in your own backyard.
Yeah,
one of my brothers is major, and he never even and he doesn't even actively watch birds. But as he takes his walks and stuff, he'll start explaining birds.
Okay,
so it's just like an old man instinct. As you're walking, he even knows nests.
Oh,
like,
what kind of nest of a
yes,
bird?
Okay. Yeah, he'll say that's a so, and nobody asked him.
So they make those bird houses now, or not bird houses, bird feeders that have the camera in them.
Yes.
So you are alerted every time a new type of bird shows up. And
the pecker cam.
And it can recognize that specific bird.
Don't Google that.
So you can give that bird a name.
Oh.
And so it'll alert you when, you know, that whatever robin you named comes back second time around.
That seems like cheating to me.
Mm. The camera.
Oh, like in terms of bird watching?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you can't count that as you saw that bird. You were alerted by the...
No, but I'm saying, but that technology exists for a reason.
Understood.
Basically, it's a ring cam for birds.
Yeah.
I've scared myself a couple of times over the last, like, year, because I drive down 390, like, you know, where 590 breaks in Henrietta, Brighton area, and there's turkeys that live over there off the side of the road.
Yeah, those wild turkeys, yeah.
And there's a bunch of hawks that fly around. And at least on three separate occasions with my kids in the car... I've seen a hawk fly over, and I've pointed and go, oh, look at the hawk.
Yeah,
and
that's an old man move.
That comes out of my mouth, and I go, I don't even care about the hawk. Why are we pointing at the hawk? But then I can't take my eyes off the hawk.
Yes.
Does that mean I'm a bird watcher?
Yeah, you're just an old man.
I don't know what kind of hawk it is, but it is a pretty...
How many hawks are there?
There's a lot of hawks in Henrietta.
I thought we said to say one breed of hawk.
No, there's like 15,000 hawks.
These are like the American hawk, the Mexican hawk, the Canadian hawk. I mean, are they different looking?
I don't know about hawks. So. I don't know. I just know, like, they look really big when they're flying.
The only one I'm ever impressed with when I see it is a blue jay, because it looks like the logo.
Okay, you're
and the cardinal.
You're telling me that the two
that
birds
are baseball related?
Yeah, because they designed them to look like the birds,
and they nailed it.
So you're doing exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And you're making fun of me.
It's like Dave Winfield's in my backyard.
252 WCMF. Let's take one call. We're talking about the ethical bird watching tips released by the state this week, because if you're going to watch birds, do it ethically. Dave, you're on CMF, buddy. What's going on?
Yeah, I'd just like to say that there are quite a few bald eagle nests around. There's one big one right in Somerville, and it perches right next to one of our houses right there.
All
right. We've got a very large nest, eagle's nest, in Hamlin, and they've been there for many years.
Hey, Dave, you got bird watching voice, bro.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah.
Been doing it for 30 years.
Majestic birds.
Oh, yeah.
All right, hey, Dave, if on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most involved, what number would you give yourself as a bird watcher?
Probably about a four.
You're a four. So you're not.
I mean, you're going to stop and look at a bald eagle. Probably,
I'll give you bald eagle. Like, bald eagle, I'll look at.
Well, yeah, but that's like everybody's the majestic bird.
Yeah. So that's a solid four is probably.
That's like
right,
the LeBron James of birds. Like if I saw LeBron in a tree,
James.
Right? But if I saw LeBron in a tree, I'd have to stop and look at him.
Hey Dave, what is the coolest bird you've seen in the last month?
Probably the bald eagle.
Yeah, right, well, you can't top that.
I'm not impressed anymore, Dave. I thought you were going to give me some like rare bird that I haven't even heard of before.
No, I'm out in the country, and we get a lot of different type of birds.
Now I feel like you're big time to me in the bird department.
Hey, I'm a bird traveler.
One of the worst early 90s pop bands.
Bird traveler?
Bird traveler. Let the bird bring you back. Dave, enjoy your birds, buddy. Yes. Thanks for the call.
Okay, see ya.
All right, there goes Dave.
Feather on, my man.
Oh, man. That would be a guy. Dave sounds like a really nice guy.
He sounds like that guy, though.
Yeah, but like, could you imagine being at like a party with your wife and now, hey, Dave likes the Bills, too, and now we're talking birds.
Break out the heroin.